Recognizing awareness. Maybe simply recognizing that you're already aware. What is awareness aware of? Just receiving whatever experiences, whatever body sensations, sounds, emotions, moods, thoughts are happening. Pleasant or unpleasant. The desired or the undesired. Just seeing nature, the nature of the conditioning unfolding. Checking the attitude, the relationship. Is there allowing, curiosity, ease with what is happening? Some wish for it to be otherwise? Some idea that it should be otherwise. That too is just conditions, aware. Aware of that also. At this point in the retreat, with conditions as they are, it's quite natural for thoughts to become more apparent, thoughts of changing conditions. Thoughts of going home, thoughts of conversations, if you've had conversations. This is the nature of our minds to reflect, be aware of what's coming up, of what's just happened. And we often have habitual tendencies to get pulled into the content there and lose awareness. And yet, with the momentum of the mindfulness of the last few weeks, there can be a lot of capacity to simply be aware. Aware of the thinking. And aware of how the mind responds to the thinking. Aware that the arisings are conditioned nature. And what's the relationship to what is arising? With changing conditions, with the retreat coming to an end in the next days, there might be more habitual relationships arising, familiar feelings of identity, identification. Patterns of reactivity that haven't been as strong. Maybe interest. Wow, look at that. That's still there. Maybe a feeling of care, tenderness. Especially if there's a sense of a familiar pattern of suffering or struggle. Momentum of mindfulness is strong for all of you. Just because there's more of a kind of everyday thinking, perhaps, or everyday familiar patterns arising, doesn't necessarily mean mindfulness isn't strong. Check the awareness. Don't assume that particular kinds of experiences, particular kinds of arisings mean mindfulness is lost. Check the awareness. aware. The recognition of awareness here can be such a powerful tool, teacher. So often we make assumptions about awareness based on the kinds of objects that are happening. Check the awareness. Just in case you've lost track of days and time, today is the last full day of the retreat. And with that, recognition. As the mind understands the conditions, it's just an arising in the moment, that recognition or that understanding. But there's also the recognition and the understanding that things change. And it seems like there's kind of an event horizon in our minds. You know, somewhere in the middle of the retreat, it feels like very far since we've been at home and very far until we'll be at home again. And the thoughts really kind of dissipate. They're not intruding so much. And yet it's quite natural that our minds understand like what we're going to be doing, how we're going to be doing it, and thoughts about that arise. We tend to identify with those, get caught with those, have reactivity to those, just in our everyday lives, but then also in meditation and practice. We, having had some space where all of that wasn't arising, it can feel kind of, we could say our relationship can be something like, oh no. And we can have the idea that it means that the retreat is over, mindfulness is out the window. And yet, there's so much momentum in all of you talking about your practice, there's so much momentum to the awareness. There's a lot of capacity to see this arising, to see the thoughts, to see the reactions, to see the identities. It may not feel good, but it's a big opportunity. Curious about how the mind does what it does as it reflects on a major change. This is a minor major change. You know, it's not like a huge change in life, but our systems interpret it as a pretty big change, you know. And so how does our habitual conditioning respond to that, to a transition? Curiosity about that. There's a lot of learning that can happen here. The experience can be, you know, a thought arises about something that you'll do tomorrow, you know, and you're not making that happen. I mean, check that part out. Are you deciding to think these thoughts? Probably not. They arise. They're not self. They are simply arising. So that part, noticing them as conditioned arisings. And then how does the mind pick them up? They can often start as a thought, and then we kind of attach to them, think about them, and then the whole sense of identity arises around that. This person that I'm going to see, what am I going to do? How am I going to be with them? That thing that I need to do. This time is a really great opportunity to study the various flavors of a sense of self, and to really have it become quite clear that there's not just one sense of self. The different flavors, the different feelings, a whole different constellation of sensations in the body, thoughts in the mind. They're familiar. There's some familiar ones, but there's certain flavors that, you know, one that might arise with respect to a friend. And then a whole different constellation of feelings and flavors and, you know, sensations in the body that arise connected to that task that I need to do. So Dogen, Zen Master Dogen, talked about studying the self. His famous quote, "To study the way is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. To forget the self is to be awakened by the 10,000 things." So we get curious about these senses of self. It may have a flavor of an identity. It also may have a flavor more of an emotional reaction, less of a sense of understanding or feeling that the sense of I am or me or mine or who I am, and more of a sense of familiar reactivity arising. They're both identities, you know, the reactivity itself is connected with an identity, but sometimes the awareness is more connected to the dukkha nature than the selfing nature. And so you don't have to try to, if you're noticing, this habitual reactivity is arising and you're noticing the emotional quality, and you don't have to then say, okay, what's the sense of self in that? Just study the suffering. That's another way we could phrase, another way to explore what Dogen said. To study the way is to study suffering. To study the suffering is to let go of suffering, to allow it to be abandoned. That's what the Buddha taught in the simile of the cloth. The path is understanding dukkha, understanding these reactive habits and patterns that cloud the mind. And with that understanding, there is an abandoning. To study the way is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. To study the way is to understand suffering. To understand suffering is to see it be abandoned. Very similar expressions from different perspectives on the experience. And so notice any sense of relationship to what's arising in this day. Might be some excitement, I get to go home and see these people, do these things, get to eat my own food. Might be some dread or aversion to the familiar flavors of reactive patterns and habits that have been quieter. It's all a place for understanding, possibility of understanding. Another beautiful opportunity here in these transition days, today and tomorrow, is really that connection with awareness that I was emphasizing in the guided meditation. Are you aware? There may well be more ordinary kinds of experiences, objects arising, and awareness can be with those. The sense of ordinary experience is merely a perception, a perceptual shift. And the awareness can be with any perception, any experience. With the momentum of awareness that's here, be curious about the awareness. I know there's, for many of you, there's more of a sense of what it is to be aware. Connect with that rather than like the the feeling or the sense of checking or having the awareness be, the sense of awareness be based on what the objects are. This is a great opportunity to get more familiar with just, yeah, this is what it's like to be aware with this experience. And the flavor of that can be very different. The flavor of being aware with expansive space, with the perception of objects being light and coming and going, that's one feeling. The experience of awareness with an identity arising may not have a spacious quality. It may be just aware of that. So check the awareness. Begin to explore what it means to trust the awareness and the wisdom with whatever objects are arising. This time will be some of the most supportive for your understanding of how this practice will integrate into your daily lives. And just a heads up, there's no difference in instructions. It's just the same instructions. The experience is often quite different. Different objects, different activities, conditions different. But just check the awareness. Check the attitude. So there is a little bit of a schedule shift today, a very little shift. The day will unfold as usual until this evening. And so there's the talking practice available from 9:30 to 4 still. We'll come back to the hall at 4 and we'll have some questions in the hall. I'll see if there's, you know, if there's enough questions. We'll just do questions, but there's often questions around taking the practice into daily life, so I'll probably say a little bit about that. And if you prefer, you can leave questions on the board. That's a nice way to kind of organize and kind of congeal questions, but we'll also take questions in the room this afternoon. So if you wish, as you come into the 4 o'clock offering, it might be nice to find yourselves in this room, to place yourselves in this room, so questions will be easier to check in about. And then at 7 o'clock this evening, we'll have a manager, kind of some closing announcements kind of thing. So please come to that. And Anne, our retreat mentor, kitchen mentor, has agreed to ring the bell for that. So thank you. We'll have a bell for that at about 10 of 7. So please come to that. And also for that sitting, please be in this room. That'll make it easier. There's a little bit of, you know, back and forth with, you know, some questions we may have for you. So easier to have everybody in this room. Check the awareness. Are you aware? Awareness can meet any experience. Sometimes that question, we can kind of ask wisdom to help us out. How is it that awareness can meet this experience? How is awareness meeting this experience?